coming up on this episode of Cryptid Addicted. It's called Bigfoot Juice.
And she was taking a whiz, good God.
Bigfoot felt me up.
Yeah, gosh. His hair is muscular, it's dashing.
It's dashing!
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
I'm stealing, that's the QI beginning.
Oh, it is!
Yeah. I've been subconsciously stealing it this whole time, but I just remembered.
You're not Stephen Fry, though, so it's fine.
I wish I was Stephen Fry. I'm seeing Stephen Fry soon. He's what? Coming to Australia.
You see him, like, on a
town
date?
Hall. Oh. No, no, no. In a room with 1,999 other people.
What is he doing? Comedy?
No, he's giving a talk on democracy. And,
oh, God, you know. That is the most petty thing I've ever heard.
Fuck off.
And it's then David Attenborough will be there with bees.
He's not my hero. I just read his book once.
That's his book. You said you'd bring me his book.
I didn't. Sorry. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
This is Cryptid Addicted. This is a mini series.
Mini episode. It's a little bite-sized, quick action news and
That's
encounters.
Right.
Super quick, bite-sized.
Yeah. Our first item on this mini episode is a bit of news. So on these mini episodes, we go through cryptid news that's come out recently.
Yeah.
Yes.
To summarize.
Should we explain what cryptids are and then edit it earlier?
No, fuck it.
Fuck it.
If you've made it to...
No, it's episode 6.
You've made it this far. You're clicking on something that says cryptid addicted. You gotta research what a cryptid is.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
That's, we've done our homework.
I thought this was about hacking. No.
I'm into cryptic puzzles.
Yeah, this is Bitcoin.
Cryptid currency. Oh, good. Good one.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to work that joke through in my head. It's been a hard day. Okay. All right, let's jump into our first news article. I will read this because Patty will take the piss unmercifully.
No, I like this one. Anyway, that's
okay,
good.
You
that's
like it? Okay.
It. Yeah.
So, some chick named Allie Megan Webb, I'm going to name and shame, has invented a body spray that she believes attracts Bigfoot within a mile and a half.
So, it's a Bigfoot attracting spray that she's developed and she claims works within a mile and a half.
It's called Bigfoot Juice.
And she's selling it, not just giving it out for free,
no.
Shock horror, for... $7 for... How big is that bottle?
It looks miniature.
Yeah, it's a tiny little bottle.
As a picture of her holding it, I'd say, like, what, 150 mils?
But it is environmentally friendly, so...
Yeah, stop reading my notes! In an environmentally friendly product that makes scary human scent go away, it also doubles as a bug spray. And then I have the worst quote from her ever. So this lady says, "How do you know it works?" And then she laughs... It's a tough question. I guess I could ask, how do you know it doesn't work? I'm like,
oh,
fuck.
God.
Get your marketing ass out of here. And then apparently, yeah, it's not this lady Allie's first genius idea. She also was the creator of a dog deodorant called Stinky Dog Spray.
Oh, God.
Kill her. No.
Kill.
That was
no,
too far.
No. Me again.
I'm sorry. Did not elicit murder.
Freedom of speech is one thing. Okay, question one. Why would anyone want a spray they put on their body and which attracts, like, wild 10-foot humanoid beasts
well,
to them?
I'm assuming it's a cryptozoology aiming thing. Like, you know those, what, the TV show Finding Bigfoot? And they've had, like, 9 series.
I mean, if you think about it for not very long, if you think about it for a second, like, oh, great, I'll put the spray on, I'll go out into the forest, I'll see Bigfoot, I'll get some great snaps, I'll be famous.
Yes.
But you think about it more, and you're like, you're putting on an aphrodisiac, essentially, and then walking out alone into a forest. This is a disastrous idea, if it works. And if it doesn't work, then you just lost $7 for no reason, for a sort of weak... allegedly environmentally friendly bug spray.
Yeah, and then our news story will be like savagely yes. Sexed up by Bigfoot felt me up.
Yeah, gosh. I love this story, and I love this woman, because she's decided to take the most gullible subsector of society and to fleece them, which is just good on her, you know? Make some money out of them. If you can't convince them that they're wrong, you know, they won't listen to reason, at least impoverish them. That's how the efficient market works.
Wow.
You know?
I thought you were just being... I don't know how to act. I don't know how to react to that. I feel like I was just insulted. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to react to your words about my type.
Your people.
my tribe.
Okay. I wonder how many people buy it. Do you think she doesn't look like she's making a lot of money from any of her genius ideas?
Well, that's just the first product shot. So maybe now she's also...
She's got an unsuccessful face. She looks like a failure.
Whoa.
That's my snap judgment. I see her and she's the kind of person who, like, the highlight of her life is she gets, like, invited on a morning show for, like, a 5-minute segment where she tells them about her spray she invented and they all laugh and then never see her again, you know?
You went from, I love this woman, to she looks like a failure.
I like the idea, but, I mean...
That turns quickly.
Yes, you know, you do this as a joke. You don't do this as your thing. She looks like she's doing it as her thing.
Oh my god.
Anyway.
Please, judge people more.
Anyway, all right. Item 2. Patty to read.
Yes.
Oh, good.
There's like a bit of a Bigfoot theme going on here. And this kind of is interesting in connection to the last story. Like, maybe this lady was using the Bigfoot spray.
Possibly. Yeah, okay. So this is news item number 2. And this concerns Yowies, which are sort of Australia's version of Bigfoot. We've done a 2-episode special on Yowies.
Yep, and a video.
And a video, so watch all that shit. We Yowie experts.
Yeah.
We possibly saw a footprint, even.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Okay, so this is a story from Australia, obviously. On the 5th of March in Nimbin, which is in New South Wales, in the early evening, around 7... A woman claims that she came across a mysterious hairy creature who was 7 foot tall, so taller than almost all humans.
Yes.
She was coming back from cricket training. I guess that happens in the evening. Yep. And she was taking a whiz. Good God. Not a lady.
Why? Because I used the word whiz in my notes instead of...
No, her. Taking a slash by the side of the road. God.
Oh, I'm sure she went a little bit into the bush.
Okay. Oh, she was taking a whiz in some bushes, it says, yes. When she noticed that she was not alone. Hearing some unusual noises close by, the lady howled in hopes of scaring whatever was moving around off.
Okay, pause. Weird response. If I heard, like, something, I wouldn't be like, oh! I'd be like, maybe, rah! Or like, fuck off.
We don't know how... Oh, she did howl, though.
She howled. She definitely
didn't scream
howled.
Or shout. She howled.
Yeah.
Arr,
arr, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Interesting.
We don't have wolves here, so I don't know how the local fauna would react to a howl.
Not well, it turns out. Let's read.
All right. However, instead, she got a reply. Continuing to howl, the replies turned into grunts and grunts. Wait, so she continued to howl after getting a reply.
Yes. So something howled back.
And then she was like, well, I better keep going. You know, well, now we're having a dialogue. It would just be rude if I stopped. All right. Uneasy. After an interchange of howls, she becomes a little
mid-piss.
Uneasy. Yes. She pulled out her cricket bat from where? She was pissing in a bush.
I'm assuming her truck was like right next door.
Okay. She pulled out a cricket bat thinking, and we quote her here, smart ass playing a joke on me. She says, I thought, oh yeah, it's someone playing silly buggers with me. I like this woman. All right. She continues, it knocked twice, so I know. Why would you knock back twice? Fucking Sharon. Anyway, I knocked
again.
It's not
her name.
What's her actual name?
She doesn't give her name.
It's Sharon. All right. It knocked twice, so I knocked back twice. I knocked again. Wait, she's got the order wrong. Now she's just knocked 3 times. Anyway. And it did the same back. I thought, stuff this. And did a howl and a scream. This is just a bizarre way to respond to the situation, Sharon. Anyway. That's when everything went pear-shaped. I heard thumping coming down the hill. I've never heard anything that heavy before. Okay, well, that's a bit odd. I mean, yowies are not like rhinoceroses.
But
anyway,
big boys.
It was like the ground was moving underneath me. They're not that big.
Poetic.
They're 7-foot humanoid things. They're like tops.
They're bulky.
150 kilos. Doesn't shake the ground.
You can feel the vibrations, though. I mean, maybe she's being a bit dramatic there, but I think you'd be able to feel, like, if a fat bloke was running towards you, I think you'd be able to
feel. If Eddie Hall was running towards me, who was the world's strongest man.
Okay.
And quite large. Mm-hmm. He would not shake the ground. Maybe when he gets a bit close.
Not like cement ground. He would shake like dirt.
What are you talking about? Dirt's really dense. Anyway, then she sees it. A thing around 10 meters in front of her, coming closer aggressively. So not quickly, just sort of angrily. She jumps into her car, turning on the high beams, and was surprised when it just stood there in front of her. It wasn't a person in a suit, she says. It had breasts. Oh, a female, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I'd got a photo. I really wish I'd got a photo. She sounds legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't tell that, obviously. But insofar as you can, I don't know. It sounds...
You can't predict how people are going to act in, like, weird situations.
That's true.
So, like...
Anyway, it was 6 to 7 feet tall and full of hair, about 5-inch long hair. And it had hair down its cleavage and hair around and on top of its breasts. Really focused on the breasts here.
Well, I would too. I mean,
I guess so,
you don't see that every day.
Its eyes the size of golf balls and its hands were huge, reaching the knees. She says it was the scariest thing I've ever seen. With the car lights on the beast, she noticed its face resembled that of a gorilla's and that it stanks like roadkill. Is that you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stanks.
Instead of being round like a human face, its face was more ovular. Most reports you read tell of red eyes, but in this case they were reddish-blue and they lit up with... What's that mean?
The high beams.
Under the high beams, okay.
Yeah.
It had a nose that looked pushed in, like sort like of like a pug or something.
No, like a gorilla's, yeah.
Right, yeah. And a beard and hair over its top lip, so a pretty thing.
Hairy thing.
It too had a huge mouth at around 5 to 7 inches long. Okay. Creature remains in front of the car, swaying from side to side before it runs away, and the woman is unable to catch a photo before that happens.
Cool story.
Quite detailed. The kinds of details which I find a little convincing, like unnecessary but sort of human.
Okay,
details.
What do you mean?
I don't know, just the way Sharon responds to things.
Wait, human as in the creature was human, or human as in that is how humans act, like how they report on things?
That is how humans act. I mean, she did a bunch of stupid shit, but just what she said, what did she say? I don't know, just when she was like, I wish I'd got a photo, I really wish I got a photo.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I could just be... I don't think that's convincing, but just, I have a sense. It sounds like genuine. She's not... It doesn't sound like someone sitting there trying to make up a story about a yaoi.
No, and it doesn't sound like... Like, sometimes these are the yaoi claim of, like, skeptics. Is like, it's a homeless dude or something. No, I saw the boobies.
That's true.
So, yeah, this is an awesome... Like, she... Again... Yeah,
can we get in touch with her at all?
They don't give a name, so she has no name.
Well, we know her first name is Sharon.
That is not her first name.
Shazza. It's obviously Shazza.
Shazza was taking a whiz in the front of the bush.
Well, I don't know what to make of this.
It's awesome.
I'm still unsure about the whole yaoi thing. Maybe they're real. Maybe they're not real. This could all be made up by someone who can write passably well. I mean, this seems more human and real than, like, most cryptid stories. Because most cryptid stories are written by illiterates. I mean...
Cool.
So, I don't know. Maybe I'm just being convinced because we've finally got a good writer.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
I just think...
A good story.
Yeah, well. It's good. This is a sick story.
Yeah, interesting. Really. And from March this year, was it?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Interesting.
If you're Sharon, get in contact with us. We would love to talk about it.
Yeah, we'd be interested. Anyway, that brings us to our third and final...
New story? Yeah, I think
new
so.
New story, yeah.
I think so. Okay, so again, following the Bigfoot theme, a Florida family called the sheriff's office over a Bigfoot encounter. So this is from July 2017, so a little over a year ago. You got the hiccups?
I do.
So two families in Manatee County were driving on Highway 62 at 5:15 a.m. Apparently they had done this all-night fishing trip, and they were traveling in two cars. The family came across a huge biped that shocked them so much that basically they had to call the police. So they were driving, the first car passed something unidentified on the side of the road, and then it madly dashed in between the two cars and fled into the bush. So it kind of crossed sideways, like crossed the road, basically, in between the two cars. Both the husband and wife saw the creature, and the wife described it as dark in color, huge and fast, and running upright. She added that it didn't have shoulder motion that humans have when they run. It was running stiffly without any, like, arm swings. Which is silly because there's a picture that they've drawn, and there's some arm swing action. Anyway, the husband said it had very long legs and noticed that it had a strange smell that reminded them of polecat, musky, swamp water, and sulfur. Polecat is like a ferret's family.
Oh, yeah.
Had to Google that one. So, yes, there's a sketch that they, like a police sketch that they have, and it's, I mean, it's like a classic Bigfoot sketch there. It's hairy, it's muscular, it's dashing from side of the road, but, I mean...
Right, sorry.
What?
What? I didn't realize you were going to say dashing from somewhere to somewhere else, so you were just like, it's hairy, it's muscular, it's dashing.
It's dashing! it's calling me.
Seductive, yes.
Another muscular cryptid calling me.
Let's pause the recording. Yeah.
I need to go to the bathroom. Okay. Yeah, and they gave a statement to the police, and this is an interesting thing. The police confirmed that they had had similar reports in the last couple of months.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
You're writing your notes. My first question is, you said there were two families, and then later on you said the husband and wife both said they saw this.
One family. Two cars.
Two cars. Mm. Ah, sorry. Okay, well, that makes sense of that.
Thoughts, feelings?
How do we... It feels to me like... There are these stories you read, these cryptid stories, where throughout the story, they say that other people confirmed their account. You know, they're like, oh, and there were these other people there, and they saw it as well.
Yeah.
And, or, you know, I went to the police, and the police said this has happened a lot in this area. Yeah. But it's still just the one person telling the story.
Yeah.
Like, if they're making it up, then it's all just one person making shit up, right? Like... We don't have a separate article or anything where the police were like, this is true. We confirmed this account. So it's still one dude.
It's hard. I mean, the only way I can see that, like, easily combats that fear of they could just, like, this one person could be lying is maybe in a video format. They have the chief of police being like, hey, yes, that's true. We, you know, Bob from Chief of Police Co.
Yeah.
says, yeah, no, that's true, we do. And then we have the husband, you know.
Yeah.
Mr. Dude. And he's like, no, I saw it and it was this. And then we have the, you know, seeing is believing. So if we see these people saying it, then we believe it more. But, like, the fact that it's, you know, written is, you know, I understand your doubt, but...
Yeah.
I'm
just thinking about it. If it happened to me and I called the sheriff, you know, you'd be very embarrassed to call the sheriff.
Yes.
But you do. And you tell him it's Bigfoot. And then the sheriff... instead of laughing you out of town, says, actually, we've heard this sort of thing before. I don't know. I'd want to take, like, a photo of the police report or something, or...
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I wouldn't just log on to Reddit and be like, y'all, guess what happened? I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I suppose, like, once you've had that experience, it's real to you. You don't need to prove it to anyone.
I suppose so.
I mean, it's not their mission to prove it to us.
But what is it their mission to do then?
It depends on the person. People might just be like, hey, I saw it, I know it's real, I'll tell people if they're interested, but...
I suppose so.
It's like with everything.
What was your thought on the story?
I mean, I just thought it was funny that they called the cops.
Just it would it be funny. Interesting to get the stats on how many Bigfoot cop calls there are.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Yeah, from the cops. Because then we would know it was authentic, because it would come from the police, the statistic.
Yeah.
And I feel like it has some weight, because this is... Unless it's kids, like, calling up to make fun, this is, like, people have had to make a serious decision to do something potentially embarrassing.
Yes. I mean, you got to assume there's some people playing silly buggers, if we might steal that phrase. Good old Aussie phrase. You got to imagine this, like, I'm going to call the cops and tell them, but that's like a risk. Like, if you're lying, that's a risk. You're wasting police time or whatever.
Yeah. And there's probably some there's probably some people who think they have seen something who haven't. So there'd be some false call outs, as there are with all sorts of things.
Mm. That'd anyway. Be interesting. If you're a police officer...
Yeah, you have access to confidential police
statistics.
Seriously,
there's like an Aussie cop who's like, how many Yowie sightings have been called into the po-po?
That would be interesting.
Probably shouldn't have called them the po-po. They probably won't want to help us.
We have a lot of respect for our law enforcement officers.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, should we go on to the...
Yes, the last thing. The
fourth and final item.
Yes, so this is a listener encounter, and Patty, I'm going to let you read
twice
it again.
Twice in a row.
Unless you don't want to.
I would love to.
Okay, I'm going to...
All right.
This one is super creepy.
It is. It's from you... So, username Voroid, and it's 2 months old. And it's titled Creature at the Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a bit spooky, so put on some warm socks.
What?
You know, they're reassuring. Don't you watch horror films in warm socks?
No.
No, with like a hot chocolate, and then you like pause it when it gets scary or muted or whatever?
No.
No?
Is that a thing?
Well, I guess I'm just a huge pussy then. Oh, whatever. Here's the story.
Wait, can you read it in a scary voice?
I didn't have a scary voice.
You can make one up. Just go dark.
It starts
deeper.
With hey all. That's not scary.
Hey
all. All right.
Hey all.
Okay, I'll skip that and do the rest in a scary voice.
Everyone get ready.
Oh, no, I can't skip. The next sentence is first time poster on this subreddit, y'all. All right.
Okay.
So he says, hey everyone, this is my first time posting. I didn't know where else to post this. Okay, I'll start there. For the past 3 years, I've been going to a boys' ranch summer camp.
Wow, you got really English. Great.
Just outside of Spring City, Utah. For about 3 weeks during the summer. What? So he's been going on these three-week camps for the past 3 years, is what he means to say.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. It's a great place, located on a plot of land of about 80 acres. But there's been some pretty odd things happening lately.
Swin, swin, swin.
Zim, zim, zim. So I guess I'll start with from the very beginning. I attended this ranch from the years 2015 to 2018. You can't really do years in a scary voice, sorry. But this particular story... told by my camp director, takes place in around 2003. Oh, okay, so he actually has... This is just some shit his director told him. From, like, more than a decade before he actually went to the camp. Anyway, we continue. So, okay. So this is a caveat. For the sake of the story, he's going to call his camp director Rick, even though that's not Rick's real name. So that's for the purpose of anonymity.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick's partner, so the partner of the director of the camp, is going to be called Dan.
Mm-hmm.
I presume they were actually gay. He didn't just choose random names and the woman's become a man or something like that.
Actually gay?
Yeah, the director and his partner.
No, partner as in business partner.
Oh, God, right. Okay.
I think that's what that means.
I mean, it's...
Either way, and it doesn't matter.
Assuming, but okay.
everyone do what feels right.
Okay, so these two guys are looking to buy some yurts for the campers to sleep in. I mm-hmm. assume they're setting up their camp in 2003.
Yeah. And yurts are Mongolian tents.
For those who don't know. Yeah. All right. So the director and his partner, possibly business partner, possibly hot and heavy lover. We're not sure.
Possibly
anyway,
both.
Rick and Dan. All right. Rick and Dan were searching for something good priced. This is by way of buying a yurt. But we're having trouble until my director, that's Rick, stumbled upon a website that sold yurts from Mongolia.
I'm scared.
All yurts are from Mongolia, at least in design. Anyway, they decided to buy two, I believe, then ordered them and waited for them to come.
Very
now,
good.
Since these yurts were fairly large, they had to come in one of those big shipping crates. It's hard to do it in a serious voice when they use words like, one of those shipping crates, you know, like the ones made of wood, like. Anyway.
So good. Please continue.
So they also had to be delivered by a truck. Once the truck got to the ranch to deliver the yurts, Rick and Dan met up with the trucker to help him unload them. But when they got there, the truck was just sitting idling. Rick walks up to the window and knocks on it, and the driver barely rolls it down. Rick can tell he's obviously very shaken by something, so he asks what's wrong, and the driver refuses to answer. Rick and Dan decide to go and unload the yurts themselves. After they get the first one out, the driver calms down sufficiently to talk to them. Rick asks him what's wrong, and he tells them. Apparently, about 45 minutes before the directors arrived... They're not directors. There's one director and his partner. Are they co-directors? Well, why didn't he say that earlier?
If they're partners, they're both directors.
They must be business partners.
Business partners.
Both at the director level within the company.
Doesn't mean they're not lovers.
It's important to get these details correct. Sorry. Apparently, about 45 minutes before the directors arrived... The trucker had got there and started unloading, but once he unlatched the door to the crate, something swung it open and knocked him down. This was no easy task, considering the man was about 6'3" and weighed nearly 300 pounds.
Maybe he was over 300 pounds.
While he was on the ground, he saw multiple giant figures emerge from the crate and run into the woods. He then got back into the truck. After hearing this, my camp director thought it must have been some kind of joke and brushed it off as he unloaded the last crate. After they unloaded them, the driver left and they went to get back into their cars until they heard a scream that sounded half human, half animal. They were shaken, but went back home, and the next day they had some Mongolian exchange students from the nearby college come and help them set up the yurts, as they were having some trouble doing it themselves. When the students arrived, they kept asking strange questions, like if something else had come with the yurts. At first, Rick thought they were talking about spare parts. But then he asked if that's what they meant, and they said no. He told them that something had jumped out of the shipping crate when they unloaded the yurts, and the Mongolians went very quiet and hurried and set up the tents, then quickly left. They were pretty sketched out by this.
Freaked out. It must be on a phone.
Oh, okay. Is that a phrase in America?
Sketched out?
Yeah, that was fucking sketchy, bro.
I don't know.
Anyway, they were pretty... I'm not going to say freaked out in my serious voice.
Freaked out?
And he says naturally at the end. The Mongolian students were pretty sketched out by this... I'm just skipping that whole sentence. That's a fucking mess.
No, it's like they were pretty freaked out by it, naturally.
No, I'm skipping it. After this, there weren't any incidents for a while. Then... they started the first camp session, they being the directors, and stuff started happening. Be more specific. What sort of stuff? You know, were there electrical failures? Did you burn some s'mores? Stuff covers literally anything. Anyway,
at night,
the children would hear howls and wake up to trees near the yurts being broken down and stuff of this sort. Besides this, nothing else happened until my second year at the camp in 2016. Okay, so that's nothing for more than 10 years. That's important to note.
Sorry?
So this was all happening in 2003.
Okay.
That's when the yurts are ordered. That's okay. When the Mongolian students build the yurts.
Mm-hmm. Does he say nothing happened?
He says there's no incidents for a bit, and then starts the first camp session.
Which is unknown date.
Unknown date, but they said they were bought the yurts because they were starting a camp.
Okay,
so within a few years.
2003. Let's say
2005 tops.
Yeah.
And there's a few children get freaked out then, and then nothing until 11 years later, 2016. Anyway.
Oh.
One night, we were preparing to go to bed when we heard a howl that I still can't describe to this day. So he's actually experienced this now. Yes. The rest he'd just heard about.
Yeah.
The only thing I can associate it with is a half King Kong scream, half male human scream. So the half human, half animal, just like you said before. This happened the next 2 days at about 10:30 until suddenly it stopped. Until suddenly it stopped. The last strange thing that happened is often when I would go for walks out in the woods, I would find dead lambs with a fully intact torso, but usually little or no head remaining. I know this is a long story, but I hope you guys can help me figure it out. All right, so that's the end of the story. Pretty freaky, hey?
Yes. Interesting. Good pick up on the big gap of time. I didn't pick that up on the first
one. Huge gap of time. The first stuff was all just told to him by the directors, who are running a camp for kids and probably get kicks out of scaring the kids.
Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was them doing the yells in the night to freak the kids out. Don't know how to explain the dead deers.
Sheep.
Lambs.
Lambs.
Sorry.
Okay, well, who dis?
Who dis? It's written so dramatically that I think it is made up.
Completely.
So sorry, Vermoid, or whatever your name was.
Completely? Or do you think maybe the directors were making up and he's just telling a legit version of what they said?
No, I think the whole story is, like, very, contrived.
Mm.
It reads like a horror. It reads like the script to a horror film. If it is true... I don't know, do other animals eat deer's heads? Could a bear eat a deer's head and then his directors are just fucking with him?
We're in America, so...
Bears exist in America. Not so deer, bears... lamb, sorry.
Lamb. So wolves are there?
I know that when you... Okay, I don't know much about guns, but in stories I've read about, like, war, like World War II stories, when humans get shot in the head... by certain kinds of guns, the head just explodes.
Uh-huh.
So could this just be, I assume there's some hunting that goes on
in this area? Who shoots an animal in the head? Oh, is that a thing? I don't know how to kill an animal.
No, neither of us know anything about this. If that's a plausible hypothesis, then I suggest that.
They definitely, the head explodes if you shoot them in the head in Fallout, the video game.
But, well, I mean...
it's not Trident.
It's another data point.
Is that based on real life? No one knows. I mean, probably serial killers know. Where am I going with this?
I don't know.
I don't know. Bears, wolves.
What do you think? Who dis?
I think...
Snap judgment.
Snap judgment. Later stuff, Bigfoot. Earlier stuff, the yurts. And because like, I agree. Once you've...
Bigfoot? Why are you invoking Bigfoot to explain this?
Well, the ripped up trees, they're howling, they're in the bush.
But they came... Oh, wait, hang on, sorry. Wait, so do you think these creatures came from a Mongolian shipping crew?
No, I'm skeptical on that.
I definitely don't think that. Okay. For a start, a yurt is made from fabric.
Yes. Well, yes.
Even big yurts, they wouldn't come in a shipping crate, they come in a flat pack or something.
Oh, no, I don't...
You fold them up.
I don't doubt...
It's not like a pre-made yurt.
Depends how many they were getting. I don't doubt
that
they
took... getting two yurts, they said.
Two yurts?
Two big yurts.
I mean, I don't know. I don't doubt that detail. But I think it was a Reddit...
Shipping companies don't send crates full of Bigfoots.
No, I don't think... No, you're confusing. Okay, hold up.
Mongolian exports would plummet.
No.
If their crates that's frequently just, contained just,
you know, you buy your
monsters.
Two yurts, get your free Bigfoot deal. No. One Reddit commenter said, it's weird that there was no feces in the yurts. If something is coming from Mongolia and it's trapped in a shipping container, it's going to be pissing and shitting everywhere.
That's true. I reckon we write off that bit as the director's playing fun.
I agree. Director's playing fun.
So then we just have to explain some howling. We don't have to explain the trees breaking, because that was the director's story again. We have to explain howling and some dead deer. Sorry, lamb.
Yeah. I mean, even including the howling, Bigfoot. That's Bigfoot's right area. They do that. It's not going to be the first time.
What was the area?
America. I don't know.
Just infested with Bigfoot.
Blanket it. It was in the woods in America like that. They're full of Bigfoot. Remember that? I think it was a Yowie story with the senator. when we did the Yaoi episode, we talked about Senator Bill Chi, I think his name was. And he had stuff to lose, and he, like, went on camera and was like, when I was a kid, I went to camp, and then there was a Yaoi that would pull up branches and roots and, like, yell and howl and stuff. Do you remember that?
No, not really, but I'm sure it happened.
And it was similar behavior. It was pulling up trees, it was yowling, it was throwing rocks, it was, I don't like you in my forest, so I'm going to be really aggressive.
Okay.
Yeah, the only thing, like, the... I disassociate these two events. The recent stuff, the howling, Bigfoot. The earlier stuff, I mean, if it was, like, 100% legit skis, then what is it? I don't know anything about Mongolian cryptids. I could learn, but...
That's not true. The Mongolian death worm.
Oh, it's definitely not a death worm. I mean, why was that... Say it's true. Why was that driver so freaked out?
Yeah.
Not to pull the G word on you again, but ghosts?
No!
Maybe these were haunted yurts.
I'm nipping this in the bud. You're not allowed to invoke ghosts. Because ghosts are not real. And you're not allowed to invoke any other supernatural shit. Not poltergeists, not fucking, like...
You can't put boundaries on me, man.
Mythical creatures.
I mean,
This has all started since we did the, like, cosmic goat man.
It was not a ghost.
Anyway, okay, so both of us disbelieve the early parts. The later parts, I think, could be just a perfectly normal explanation. Yes.
I don't disbelieve Voroid. I don't disbelieve Voroid.
I potentially do. I think you're a very good writer, Voroid. I like the narrative, but I am not.
I believe that he got told this story.
It's real.
I believe he got told the story.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe the credibility of the story itself rests on the shoulders of
giants. No,
no, Nick and Dan or whatever his name was.
Rick and Dan.
And we both have done camp similar to this in the past, and throughout those camps we did Duke of Edinburgh, the guides would take the piss all the time and scare us.
That's true. Yeah. Every time you went on camp out in the forest, someone would, like, rustle your tent and be like, woo!
Yeah, also, like, anytime there's a bush campfire and you're like, let's tell ghost stories, all in this forest exact spot, this guy has...
That's right.
Anyway, doesn't matter.
But the crate was already open.
Anyway, whatever. Yeah. I think Bigfoot is the answer to the lower thing. Ghosts and Bigfoot.
All right.
Anyway,
so that's our story's done.
It is. Our story's done. So, if you have a story like that you want us to cover, we absolutely love reading your stuff. Please send it to cryptidaddicted@gmail.com. Oh, if you just want to say hi as well, that's also lovely.
Yes. Or give us your thoughts. If you think our analysis was flawed in some way or incomplete.
Or if you have, more information, definitely hit us up.
Yeah.
We're at Cryptid Space Addicted on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook is where we house all the photos that we talk about, and Twitter we have some updates, and when new episodes come up, they're both on those.
That's right. And we also have an Instagram, which is Cryptid_Addicted, and that's where we put sort of behind the scenes stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
Please hit us up on one of those.
Yeah, we'd love to chat. Also, random new thing, if you want to give us a review on iTunes, I hear that's a good thing for podcasts, so that would be lovely.
Yeah, unclear what the repercussions will be, but perhaps positive.
I think positive.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much for listening, and we'll catch you next episode.
It's been real.
It's been real. Ghosts. Sorry. All right, okay. Bye. Addicted.